Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband,
Alexa, play.
What's happening?
Christopher Ramsey!
That's me. Terrified.
Banner! I don't know how long this lasts for. Hang on. That's... Whoa!
I'm somebody, already out of breath.
Somebody goes, way at that bit.
Right. Oh, God.
It might be the long version. Should I tell that to stop?
Yes.
Hang
please.
On. Ready? That's it. Ray!
No.
Oh.
Jesus.
Alexa! 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 Alexa!
This is painful, guys.
Alexa! Alexa!
Hold on. She doesn't like you. Wait.
Alexa!
Alexa! Alexa!
This is horrible. Alexa's possessed. Turn her off at the wall. That was awful. This is the worst intro that's ever happened. Why wouldn't you turn off?
I had to put it on volume 10 so that you could hear it all the way from
me. Right.
I just think it was
that was horrendous.
I'm so sorry.
I can only apologise to everyone listening. That was the worst. Jesus. Good heavens. I feel sick.
Sorry.
I don't even know what episode this is.
I don't know. Do you want to do it again? Or should we just leave it?
Might as well just leave it, I think.
Okay, sorry.
Good heavens.
I got really angry.
Alexa's actually frightened. She's scared.
Don't see it. Oh, I've turned it off. It's fine. Right.
Good God.
Okay. What happens now?
You normally say what episode it is and thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. This is episode 26. 25?
26?
26. Oh, I don't know. We should have checked.
So unprofessional.
Sorry, guys. I mean, that wasn't an episode.
This is an episode in the 20s. You all right? You settled down? You calm down?
I'm okay.
You happy?
Sorry, I thought that would be really good production value.
Yeah.
Like,
no, I bet you it sounded like you were playing it in a bin.
Probably.
Yeah, I bet you it sounded really bad. Really bad.
She would tell everyone that Robin is now doing that around the house all the time.
Constantly just doing that tune, isn't he?
Playing with these toys like... Bah, 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 bah.
It's craziness.
Anyway, go on.
I don't know what to say.
Is he not got a sponsor?
Well, yeah, but what's the point in doing it? Yeah, that should have been the start of the episode.
This is the start of the episode.
Yeah, but that instead of the intro, that should have been the start. That should have been after the jingle.
Are you annoyed that I've surprised you with that?
No, it was very good, but this should be the start of the show and then the sponsor should come before this.
Okay.
Because what people don't understand is we did the podcast two podcasts ago when we talked about me doing being announced for Strictly. We did that before everyone else knew because we had to record that on like the Monday and then it didn't get announced on the Friday.
Yeah.
And the BBC had to check it and everything.
Yeah. Are we allowed to talk about it now?
Yeah. Then we've had a week off.
Yeah.
We've had a week off where we didn't really talk about it because it was like a best of show. Of stuff we missed out of office reply number two.
Okay.
And now we're talking about again. So everyone might be thinking,
well, listen,
this is old news, but this is the first time you've got to use your little Alexa.
I'm
so excited.
I enjoyed that. Yeah. Have a week off the sponsors this week.
Okay.
Okay. Did you have one prepared?
No. It's fine.
Have a week off.
Okay.
We'll play the jingle now.
Right.
And then we'll get talking again.
Okay.
It's our podcast. We can do what we want.
Okay.
There's no rules here.
You want to play the jingle what now?
Yes.
But before we play the jingle, this week's sponsor is cereal.
So you did have one.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. Is it morning? Are you hungry?
No.
Cereal.
Neither.
Is it nighttime? Mm. Are you hungry?
Yeah.
Cereal.
Great.
Is it the middle of the day?
Mm.
Are you hungry?
Mm.
Cereal. Yeah. Yeah. Is it the middle of the night?
Are you hungry?
You hungry? Cereal. Hey. Are you hungry and thirsty at the same time? Cereal.
Yes.
Eh?
That's
hungry but can't be bothered to cook anything but want something with a bit of texture in it? Cereal. Hey, want something healthy?
Stop hating
this. Cereal. Hey, want something a little bit of cheeky, a bit of sugar in it? Huh? Cereal.
Mm, hey.
Eh?
You want to feel bad for giving your child cereal in the morning? Watch the Hugh Fearnley Whittenstall documentary.
No, let's not. Come on. Look. When they sent me the email, when Cereal said they wanted me to sponsor email, they'd sponsor cereal. That is the one thing we weren't allowed to mention. So you've just voided the whole advert. So this, you've on it. Do you know how much you've just cost us?
Oh, how much?
7,000 boxes of Frosties.
Oh, they're my favourite.
Yeah.
Do you remember Choco Corn Flakes?
Do you remember Ricicles?
They're still around.
What? Choco Corn Flakes
are
around.
Choco Corn Flakes aren't around anymore.
Remember Nesquik that were like just balls?
They still got... Are you kidding me? Do you ever go down the cereal aisle?
I just eat Special K, mate.
Nesquik's still a thing.
Special. I'm trying to stay special, so I just have Special K.
Oh, good for you. Are you finished?
Am I finished? Yes.
Yes,
hey,
want
a little cake? Eh? Want a little cake with some chocolate in it? Eh? Cereal.
What?
Melted chocolate and a cake tin. Rice Krispie cakes.
Here's the jingle. That was shocking.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Okay, the new, you can. This is Shagged, Married, Annoyed, and I am Rosie Ramsey, and that's my husband, Christopher Ramsey. This is episode 27.
It is episode 27. Stop that accent, it's horrible.
I would like you to give me the respect that I deserve.
No,
we are in 1743.
No, it's going weirdly, sort of slightly a bit German, a bit Russian, creeping in there. A little bit more.
You can.
Yeah, well, you can say Ken. Ken's fine. This is episode 27. And can I just say, Podcast Awards 2020, if you're doing an award for best and longest intro, that bad boy we've just did, I think that's up there. I think we'll accept the award now.
The prize is ours.
Do you want to explain why you're talking in that ridiculous voice?
I'm currently balls deep in Outlander.
You sound
on
like...
On Amazon Prime.
You sound like a tennis player, a European tennis player.
It's because I'm taking it too seriously.
Right, that don't stop the accent. Anyone Scottish? No, no. Not only was that still in the accent, it was actually a yes that you said there. So stop, right?
Sorry. No, we're a little bit obsessed with Outlander.
I keep thinking
about it all the time.
Well, with my special coming on Amazon Prime,
mm-hmm.
We've been watching Amazon Prime quite a lot, weirdly, because mm-hmm. it's just been in the forefront of me. August 19th, by the way, my special.
Is that
approval.
When it is?
Yeah, Approval Needed Me special goes on.
Oh, God, I've never got anything to promote.
Yeah?
Well,
no,
you promote loads of stuff. I've got now to promote.
Well, you know.
Might have a new...
What?
Cutlery range coming out soon.
You might have soon, because remember this morning I couldn't have egg with me bacon and eggs because you needed the eggs to film an audition for something.
Oh yeah, that's true.
You need to go in the garden and smash some eggs.
Okay, right then, maybe, well, fingers crossed that I get that part and I'll be able to announce it on here. Anyway, your Amazon Prime special's coming out,
yes,
which is very good.
Quite right, back to me. I'll never forgive you for that. That was the driest bacon sandwich I've ever had in my life with no egg to moisten it up. Mm. So my special Approval Needed Me 2019 stand-up special comes on Amazon Prime on the 19th of August.
I've seen it already.
You have seen it already. Oh, and by the way, me 2020 tour, which is a different show, stop asking, is on sale now on chrishamseycomedy.com.
Haven't wrote that one yet, have you?
Haven't wrote that one yet.
It'll Look forward be... to that. You are at your absolute best, like marriage-wise, when you're writing the tour. Honestly, I've never loved you more. And never wanted to stab you as much.
The Amazon one was pretty... I'd only had, you know, there was a deadline with that. That was...
They're all just as bad as each other.
It's with them.
Yes, it's with them all.
So I'm not fun to be around when I'm writing a
show. No, we've been through seven of them.
Which is ironic, really, because I'm writing comedy. So I should be really fun.
It's not. It's not fun at all. It's really not fun. But anyway.
Well, with my special coming on Amazon Prime, we've been watching Prime. We've got the Boys is on there, Preacher's on there. It's genuinely...
It's good. It's better than I thought.
Well, I had it for ages, mm-hmm. but I only had it for the delivery.
The packages.
Yeah, for the quick delivery. And then they kept emailing us going, you know, you're not watching your stuff. And I was like, what are they talking about? Yeah. And I was like, oh, God. But Outlander, we've only just got into that. Now, my mom used to read the books.
Yes.
Cross Stitch and all that they mm-hmm. were called, Through the Stones or whatever. And she has constantly told us how good it is.
Well, she's obsessed with it. Last year, I remember you were downloading them for her.
Yeah.
Do you want to? Full of filth.
Unbelievable amounts of filth. Like. To the point of where we were actually watching it last night and there was a sex scene. It was gratuitous. It made Game of Thrones look like Sesame Street.
Yeah.
And it was properly... They did like three positions. Normally, you know, they'll fade out. It showed all the positions. It showed afterwards. It showed her going for it again.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, why is my mum a filth bag?
Because she's a wee lassie with a heart beating heart between her legs and her groins.
A beating heart between her legs and her groins. Did you mean loins?
In her loins as well.
The groin,
the loins, and the breasts. I love saying breasts in Scottish accent.
Yeah, yeah.
Breasts. Oh, your wee tiny little breasts.
Stop.
Okay.
But yeah, it's a very good show if you haven't seen it. It's a little bit strange at first, but it does get really, really good.
It's very good.
And it's on Prime. What?
What else have we been up to?
We've been on holiday.
We did go on holiday.
Yeah. It was weird last week because the podcast came out last week while we were at home. So it was like an out-of-office reply of all the stuff that got cut out.
But we'd missed... Yeah, because we'd missed the deadline for the editing.
Yeah, because we have to record earlier in the week.
But the thing is, with the out-of-office replies, mm-hmm. we record for like an hour and a half to... Oh, sorry. An hour and a half to 2 hours.
As soon as you started shaking that pen around, I thought, this is... There we go. Twice. Yeah. Put the pen down.
But don't you be telling me what to do.
Jesus, please.
I just can't stop.
Right.
All right, I've stopped. You know, I'm gonna get a message on Instagram going,
why can't you? Why don't you just accents. Yeah? Why don't you stop doing a Scottish accent and enjoy the brilliant life your husband's provided for
exactly.
you?
Exactly. Well, yeah. I'm gonna.
Yeah.
What was saying?
Yeah, so went on holiday. That was really nice.
No, the out of office replies. Mm-hmm. We miss loads of good stuff.
Yeah.
I listen to that because obviously I have to have a listen to check that we don't see anything horrific that's gonna come and bite we're in the arse in years to come.
Ah, we've already said all that. It'll be out there somewhere.
Loads. There's loads. But
look forward to that getting dragged back up.
I can't wait. Ba-ba-da-ba. Here's everything that you shouldn't have said. Get in. So I had a listen, and there's really good stuff. Mm-hmm. We should really go back and just get all the other stuff that
we talk for too long, essentially. We record far too much of this. But yeah, you know, we'll keep plopping it out in dribs and drabs every time we have a little holiday.
Exactly.
What else has happened? We had a holiday. Well, it was nice. It was lovely.
The holiday was lovely, except... Mm-hmm. We felt a little bit ostracised. Is that the word?
Well, I think the problem is here. We are, let's be honest, scum. Yeah. And we are used to going to hotels where people are hammered during the day and mm-hmm. spilling pina coladas in the pool.
Yeah.
And jumping in the pool and, you know, there's music on and people are raving and stuff. Mm-hmm. And we actually went to quite a posh hotel, which was lovely,
mm-hmm.
but we were the only ones drinking during the day.
Yeah.
To the point of where the lifeguard made it a personal vendetta of his to make sure...
I know.
God. Right. Set the scene, guys. I'm in the pool with Robin. Robin can stand up in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
I've took his life jacket thing off because he's trying to learn to swim. He can stand up, he can keep his head above. But what he likes to do is he likes to put his head under and swim under.
He's better at swimming under the water than he is at floating. That's how you learn how to swim.
Exactly. Yeah. But he can only swim with his head under. He puts his head under. Mm-hmm. And yes, I will give the lifeguard this. He does often look like he's drowning.
He does,
right?
Yeah, because he goes, and then he goes back under. Exactly. And he stays under for ages like that, deliberately under the water, just to wind up holding his breath.
Yeah, but exactly. Fine. And again, in the lifeguards, in his favour, it was 11 in the morning, and I did have a pint in my hand in the pool. But I'm on my holidays, mm-hmm. right? And he did, he looked over and he was like, he needs armbands. And I went, but he's learning to swim. He went, well, no, he's going to the water. I went, he's doing it on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I went, he can stand up. He went, well... Or you're going to watch him? And I'm like, yeah, believe it or not. Do you want us to watch him? Can you not?
You've
like,
got to watch your child in the
water.
Watch
him while he's in a large body of water. You see, what do you, what the hell's a drown? I've never heard of that. Idiot. And I did lose my temper a little bit, but thankfully, I think it was just because of, I didn't, a lot, me losing my temper with a member of the public is very internalized. And when I say everyone's been tempered, I ran back to the room and started shouting and screaming. Obviously, I didn't lose it with him. I mean, I did say to him, I went, he's me son, I will watch him.
Yeah, and he did the same to me.
I was buzzing when he did the same to you, because I tell you right now, I told you about him and you gave us a look as if to go, I bet you didn't, and I bet you were in the wrong, Chris.
I didn't mean that.
And then he did it to you and I was buzzing.
Because I was like, you know, in his defence, he doesn't know who you are. You've got a pint of beer in the swimming pool at 11 o'clock in the morning. Nobody else was drinking because we're scumbags.
Sorry, by that you mean, you don't mean he doesn't know that I'm a comedian. You mean he doesn't know that I'm the kind of person who would just leave me kid.
Yeah, he doesn't know that. And it's his job to watch.
Or he's a comedian. Pool safety doesn't apply. Probably looking for an anecdote out of this.
Thinks he's funny. No, so, but then when he did it to me, I was livid. Oh. I nearly threw me glass of Prosecco at him, I'm not going to lie.
Me breakfast Prosecco.
This is my half-aid Prosecco.
Well, that's the thing, because I sometimes say to you, like, you'll be doing something, picking a subject out of the air, you'll be putting factor 20 on Robin, and I'll go, do you know there's factor 50 or something? And you'll go, don't tell us how to mother. I can only imagine the wrath that man got from you when he told you how to mother.
Oh, yeah, and he did the eye pointing thing.
Yeah.
He did the, watching him? I was like, I'm stood, like, honestly, about 30 centimetres away from him. How am I not watching him? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, it was really irritating, to be fair. But again, doing his job.
You're not listening to this.
Yeah, you're not. Yeah. Do you know the main reason I hated that lifeguard?
Right.
His tan was phenomenal.
Yeah, the best tan. Jesus. He didn't even have any tan lines or nothing.
God, do you know what he looked like? We've talked about them before, right? We've talked about them before on the podcast. And people say they're still out there, but I haven't seen them in the shops. He had the exact colour of Mr. Kipling chocolate chip cake bar. Just a golden brown.
He was browner
beautiful.
Than that.
No, he's like...
He looked like a wrestler, brown.
He was fantastic. Good God. See, my main thing about Strictly... Rosie, they talk about the Strictly curse. I tell you what, you seen some of the blokes?
Yeah.
There's more chance that I'll come out of this gear, you know. There's more chance.
Listen, it's 2019.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we'd have to break up. But yeah.
So you'd leave us?
I think we couldn't, you know, could we? Put an extension on the house?
I don't know.
I mean, one of the male dancers live upstairs. Someone said it was the idea. They showed us a photo. They were like, oh, I think this might be the dancer that you get. And they Googled her. And on one of the images, she was standing with her partner, who was one of the dancers. Bloody hell. He was amazing.
He's lovely, isn't he?
Yeah.
They're all lovely.
That's the thing, they talk about the curse and then they go, look, by the way, they're married to these amazing, gorgeous male dancers. And you go, mate, if I was single and looking for it, I wouldn't have a chance. You're joking, aren't you? You've seen these fellas. Jesus Christ.
Bless you. I can't wait, mate.
It is.
So excited.
We're recording this during the week and I've got to go, literally when we finish this, I've got to go down to London. I'm filming me sort of
intro,
VTs, like me interviews. So Rosie's been helping us pick some clothes out and stuff, and I've got to sort of do the little dances with the props and all the things. We've been watching them off the previous series, haven't we? It's proper scary watching it now.
I know. I don't.
I've watched it as a punter. Watching it as a punter is fine, but when you've been signed up to do it and you watch it, it's another level.
I don't know how I'm going to feel watching you. I don't know. I don't know. It's strange.
It's so alien. Like, I was texting Simon Rimmer yesterday and he was like, oh, I'm really excited for you. It's like hard, but it's really good. You're going to love it and all this. And everyone said, look, you're going to love it. But they're the same kind of people who say, like, don't you feel brilliant after a run? No, I feel like shit. I feel like shit after a run. Like, you know, people say you go to the gym and they go, doesn't the endorphins hit you?
Hate it.
I feel gutted. I wish I'd went to the pub.
Like, I want you to do well, right? Obviously. Uh-huh. But I know that you're going to hate it. But I think watching you, what I meant by it's going to be strange and I don't know how I'm going to feel when I'm going to be watching you. Because it's such a big competition that I'm just going to be like so anxious.
Mm-hmm.
And because I can dance.
Yeah.
And I used to, like, I don't mean like because I can dance, but because I used to dance years ago. I don't know. We'll just see. You'll be fine though. You'll have fun. Just enjoy it.
I try and have fun, I think. I don't know. I'm frightened. I am frightened.
So
I don't
want to look like a wally. It's going to be hard.
Yeah. Normally when I look like,
Don't worry. Have fun.
Oh God. Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for What's Your Beef? Rosie, I'll stop you there.
What?
Right. We've got a jingle for it this time.
Are you taking the mic?
No, I'm not at all. So none of your... No.
What?
Here we go. Friend of ours, Glenn Roughhead, did a bloody beautiful jingle. Here it is.
What's your beef?
What's your beef? What's your beef? What's your beef? What is your beef?
What's your beef?
Shouldn't be such an irritating...
Tell you what, I'll see you in court. That's great.
I like that. Want to be?
Tell you what, I'll see you in court.
Very good.
Fantastic.
Thanks, Glenn.
That's my new catchphrase. I'll see you in court. Amazing. Time for what's beef. As always, ladies first.
Okay, my turn. This is recent. You hate when I play with my mic, sorry.
Yeah, you're fucking about with the mic.
I can't help it. Yeah. This is very recent.
Okay.
So obviously you've got Strictly coming up, we all know.
Yeah.
You're trying to get a bit fitter.
Yeah.
Not like to lose weight or anything, just a bit fitter because you don't seem to realise how exhausting it's going
to
be.
Yeah, well, I don't want to be able to taste blood while I'm trying to learn me cha-cha-cha.
Yeah, because it's harder than it looks. Yeah. Right? It's very much cardio, like you're going to lose loads of weight. I'm going to be furious, but yeah, it's fine.
I'm already a lean, mean, frightened machine, but carry on.
Great. So you this week have done 3 high-intensity workouts.
Yep.
And last night, while studying your boxers, before mm-hmm. you went in the bath,
yep.
you made me look at your legs.
Yep.
And you said,
yep.
how good do my legs go?
Look, yeah.
How good do my legs look?
Yeah.
Like that they changed after 3 workouts.
Well, had they?
No.
Well, they had.
That doesn't happen.
Well, they definitely had.
It doesn't happen.
Well, someone stopped us in the street the other day and said, have you done 3 workouts? And I went, yeah. And then grabbed my leg.
That's ridiculous. I've also got another part of me beef.
I just, you know what it is? I feel like they have.
Hang on.
Okay.
I've got more.
Oh, you got more?
Also, part of my beef is mm-hmm. when you exercise, mm-hmm. you sound grotesque.
Have you recorded it?
Maybe.
You're such an arse.
These are killing me legs.
This is an invasion of privacy, this.
6 minutes long. Listen to that.
I'm going to the... I'm pushing. This is slander.
This is
a deep fake.
What?
You right?
It's just really stiff. So they look shite.
No, it doesn't matter what it looks like, does it?
Yeah, honestly, I didn't do them properly.
Come on.
Jesus.
It basically just goes on like that for like 5 minutes.
Good heavens.
Yeah, so that's...
Yeah.
That's that.
That was in the same room where we're doing this.
Yeah, this it's a gym, a playroom, dining area.
Podcast studio.
Podcast studio. Oh, fuck this.
Listen, I was pushing myself to the limit and I'm not scared. I'd rather make them noises here on podcast for web 6 million listens or whatever than do it on telly for the 15 million viewers.
Well, there you go.
But yeah, I don't like exercise. I don't like it. As soon as I started, I want it to end immediately.
I'm the same.
Honestly, I used to go to a gym near where we live and I stopped going because I didn't like the carpet because it made us feel sad. The carpet, every time I walked in, I saw the carpet and I went, oh, I know what this feels like now. I can't go anywhere with blue carpet because it reminds us of that. Horrible.
So what is your beef with Lemoi?
What is my beef? Well, my beef with you, other than the absolute obvious invasions of privacy that's going on right here, right now.
Doing it for the podcast, it for the love, not doing it for the money, obviously.
Good. Or the cereal that you lampooned earlier on.
Yeah.
I've got 2 beefs.
Great.
One is of the kind of little jokey, hee hee, isn't this nice variety?
Okay.
Which I'm shelving this week because you recorded me exercising like some kind of paparazzi member, right?
I'm just doing it before they do. All
okay,
right?
Cool. Well, brace yourself. Remember it's for the love. Remember why
we
do this.
Oh, no, don't. What are you going to... No. Right? I'll veto it.
I'll scream.
We'll what are you going to say?
I'll scream.
What are you going to say?
My beef with you this week, Rosemary Ramsey, is we were lying in bed the other night. You picked one of your toenails off and put it in your mouth and chewed it for around about 15 minutes. And I could hear the... of the chewing of the... And I went, what is that noise? Oh my God, are you chewing that toenail you just pulled off? And you went, yes, what's wrong with that? It's my toenail. Why can't I have a little chew? And I lay there reading me book as the noise just got louder to the point of where I went, you're going to have to stop because it sounds like someone chiseling in your mouth and you spat it out.
Right, okay.
And it's...
Right.
Notice I didn't say anything at the time. I immediately wrote it in my phone, rolled over, went to sleep and had nightmares about it. The toenail murderer is not going to find a victim in this house. He's going to find an ally. Minging. fucking minging.
Listen, right? Let's just clarify this. It wasn't a full toenail. It was like a hangnail off the end of it that I had to pick off before I went to bed because it would have just, you know, anything he's
on the
sheet.
On the sheet,
and
yeah.
You can't sleep. So it was just a little bit. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to have a bit of chew on this. You know I love chewing stuff. And it was quite chewy. And then I spat it out, so I don't see what your problem is. Is that a bad thing?
You do love a chew of stuff because if we ever, you know, when you get a bottle of water and you've got to pull like the sort of seal bit off, or
yeah,
like maybe like a, yeah, like a little smoothie or something, you will chew it for ages.
Well, I worked with a girl called Natalie once, mm-hmm. and we both love chewing stuff.
Yeah.
And we used to text each other saying, found a good chew.
Like dogs.
And we'd tell
like
each other what it was.
Could use food. Dogs could
do you know what the best thing was?
What?
The best chew, right? Uh-huh. I don't know if they do them anymore, but you know, like bottles of pop. So when I used to drink pop,
mm-hmm.
inside the lid,
oh.
there was like a little tiny bit of plastic.
Yes.
And I used to fold it over, and that was a good chew.
Little
Pringles
thing.
Top, like the top of a Pringles box. That was a good chew.
Wow.
I used to also. Uh-huh. I am a bit strange. I'm gonna admit.
Very.
This. I used to. Do you know a pack of chewing gum?
Mm-hmm.
When I finished a pack of chewing gum, I'd open up the wrapper. Do you know the glue?
Right.
The glue that sticks all the chewing gum wrapper together.
Okay.
I used to scrape it all off.
Right.
And I get it all together and then chew that.
What the hell's wrong with you?
I don't know.
That's the worst thing.
My incisors must be like,
yeah.
I am the toenail murderer.
You blatantly are. Oh. Oh, the noise of
all
you
right,
chewing
man,
the toenail.
For God's sake.
So bad.
You sound like you're literally having sex while you're doing burpees.
Well.
I'd rather listen to crunchy toenails.
Don't think you would. Minging, stop that.
I'm trying to find a prop for this. Is this what it sounded like?
It just, I can't even describe it. It just sounded like when someone bites their nails and you hear like a, it sounded like that, but I knew you weren't biting
oh,
your nails.
Oh, fingernails are rubbish. I don't bite fingernails.
Oh, I know.
But
no,
toenails
no.
are loads thicker.
See what I live with, guys? Do you see what I live with? I rest my case.
Will you still have sex with us after this?
Cut your nails first.
Always.
And dispose of them. Not in your mouth.
Appropriately. You bastard. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, babadoo. Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
It's time for questions from the public.
That's you.
As always, guys, thank you so much for getting in touch. If you want to get in touch and ask a question or tell us something or give us a little fact or let us win an argument, whatever you want, please email shaggedmaridanoid@gmail.com. And while you're on your internet browser, www.chrisramseycomedy.com/gigs.
Yeah.
Me 2022 has nearly sold out.
Yes.
Go for it, guys.
Get yourselves a ticket, guys. All the money goes to our family. And
And
sofas.
Yeah, yeah. And all the sofa shops
hanging
in
baskets,
the area. Yeah.
Dining tables.
Yeah.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. Not toenail clippers, because, you know, we all know what happens there.
They're only for losers.
Wasting good toenails.
Right, I've been going through all the questions.
Cool.
And on the there's 5,000 emails of questions. There's
crazy.
Just, I kind of keep up. And it's hard because when you go through them, some of them are just, and it's lovely. People are like, loving the podcast. And I'm like, that's not a question. Do you know what I mean?
Love it. Like, rate and subscribe. Yeah?
Tell you
like,
mate.
Rate and subscribe.
Anyway, I stumbled across this recently.
Yes.
It's a bit of a story.
Mm, love a story.
But I just thought you might enjoy it because I was reading it and I was like, but then it's good. Mm-hmm. It's not a question or anything. It's just a story.
Not a problem at all. Hey, if you want to send me a little story, get in touch. shagmanoid@gmail.com.
That was nice for you. Well done.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say something sarcastic.
No, not at all. Okay.
Are you ready? A few years ago, I started a new job, and at lunchtime, I walked into the local town to have a wander. I found a small cafe and thought, oh, this looks nice. I'll have a quick cup of tea. I went in and ordered a cup of tea and a four-finger Kit Kat.
Oosh.
Mm. When I turned around, there were no tables free. However, I spotted a little elderly gentleman with some seats free on his table. I walked over and politely asked if anyone was sitting there. There wasn't, so I sat myself down. He was just sat there with his pot of tea watching the world go by, and I had my headphones in, casually scrolling through social media as you do. I was sat minding my own business, having a sip of tea, and noticed the elderly man pick up my Kit Kat, open it, and have a finger. I was traumatized. I honestly didn't know what to do. I avoided eye contact and was messaging my friend like, oh my God, what do I do? A minute or so later, I picked up the Kit Kat and helped myself to a finger. Quickly followed by the elderly man helping himself to another. With one finger left, I rightly picked it up and ate it, screwed the wrapper up and threw it back on the table. I couldn't believe what had happened. Still no eye contact, yet we had just shared my Kit Kat. Five minutes later, the elderly man got up and left. I thought, thank God for that. I've never felt so awkward in my life.
That's terrible.
10 minutes or so after that, I also got up, ready to leave, put my coat on, etc., and went to put my phone in my coat pocket. However, it was at that very moment that I wanted the floor to swallow me up. I only pulled out the Kit Kat that I had bought.
No fucking way! No fucking way, man!
I had put it in my pocket after I had paid, as there were no trays available and I couldn't carry everything. So, basically, I had just sat there eating the elderly man's Kit Kat, thinking it was mine, and he didn't even say a word.
Oh, bless him!
I'm going straight to hell.
Oh my God! That was that was an epic saga.
Lovely,
that was like
it?
That was like the Shawshank Redemption.
I know.
It had twists, it had turns.
I didn't
he
was think
the
that
villain, was
then happen.
He was the victim. Oh my God.
Poor bloke. She's just like snapping the finger.
See, I cottoned on straight away. As soon as she said she put her hand up, I was like, no. But I was laughing and I was prepared to say it to you. At the end, I was going to go, do you know what I thought you were going to say?
Yeah.
And that was me joke that I had prepared, that it was in our pocket all like, fucking hell, man. That's
beautiful, isn't it?
Oh, bless him. I wonder what he told people. And
God
he didn't
knows.
Say anything.
Nah.
God, do you know what? She didn't say anything to him and he didn't say anything to her. Some people are a lot nicer than me. I'd have flipped that table over.
Well, you'd be like, mate, that's my Kit Kat. What you doing?
I'd have went, do you want to buy you a Kit Kat? I'll buy you a Kit Kat. Mm. You cheeky fucker.
I know.
Like, I would...
No, you see, I'm saying that I'd have done what she did.
Really?
And I'd have just been like, oh, so we're sharing a Kit Kat now.
Well, that poor guy.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, he must have honestly thought like, oh, apparently that's what the young'uns do these days. If you share a table with them, I'm surprised you hadn't had a sip of me tea.
Top
of that tea from his pot.
That happened to me mum and me auntie. Remember she was telling me that me mum and auntie went to a bar and this ended up sitting across from a couple of ladies who were about the same age as them.
Uh-huh.
And when they went to leave, my auntie had the had her pair of sunglasses on the table.
Yeah.
And the other lady across the table went to pick them up and put them on. And my auntie was like, oh, I'm sorry, but they're my sunglasses. And the woman was like, you know they're not. And then my auntie was like, no, they're mine.
It went but on forever, didn't it?
Because my mum said that. My auntie was like, are they? You know, when you start to doubt yourself. But she was like, no, like they're mine. I wore them here. I put them on the table.
Yeah, yeah.
The other woman was like, no, they're not. They're mine. Turns out they were actually my auntie's. And the other woman was just a lunatic. And they were in her bag.
No, they were on her fucking head.
They were on her
that
head.
That was the story.
They were on her head.
While she was seeing they're my sunglasses, they were on a friend's head.
Yeah, on a friend's head.
Yeah, yeah. They were
that's
on a friend's
what it
head.
Was.
So a friend had a hold of her own sunglasses and going, these are mine. And she had a mate on her head while her mate was properly ready to fight your auntie Kath. Oh, aren't people great?
But you just know it'll have been so British though, and they'd have been like, sorry, but I think, I'd have died.
What a lovely story about the Kit Kat. But hey, podcast fans, you know, sometimes you see we're out, or maybe social media, you tweet with something, or sometimes you see us out, or you see us at a gig and you shout something from the podcast. Very funny. But if I'm ever in a cafe and I've got a Kit Kat or a cake, and for a laugh you come up and try and do that, I'll break your fucking hand.
You will.
Thanks for listening.
Just quickly before we go on, mm-hmm. bit of a public service announcement of the podcast life.
Don't steal Chris's cakes in public. Is that the?
That yeah, obviously.
I just did that.
No, man, this is different.
Oh.
If you're listening to the podcast now and you listen to it on your iPhone and we sound a little bit like chipmunks, a bit fast, there's a part at the bottom, at the left-hand corner, where it's got like a 1 and like an X.
Yeah.
You need it on 1 rather than half or 2 or 1.5.
Because it makes it go faster.
Rosie,
if they have it on that speed and they don't realise, the chances of them still listening now at this point in this episode, pretty slim. Although then again, it's probably only about 5 minutes.
I had to slow someone's down just yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. She was talking, I'll give them a shout out, a Breeze in East Baldwin. It's a lovely furniture shop. And she was like, love the podcast. She's like, you don't half talk fast though.
No way.
Yeah, I was like, what do you mean? And I went onto her phone and I corrected it for her.
Wow.
So there you go.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Babadoo, 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 ba. Okay, got another one here. Dear Rosie and Chris, a couple of years ago when I was at uni, I was hungover after a great house party for my friend's birthday. At around 4 p.m, I went to do my hangover beer poo.
P.m.?
The next day.
She was nested on it all day?
The next day, yeah.
That student's probably 4
o'clock
in the
afternoon. Well, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
I was horrified to see lots of bright orange liquidy spots in the toilet. Convinced something hideous was happening to my stomach post-blackout drunk session, I rang my mum, who said to call 111. In the meantime, I discovered on the desk at the bottom of my bed was a bottle of baby oil with the lid off, full of spitback. In my drunken sleep, I had woken up and gulped down baby oil, thinking it was water, which had passed through my body and came out in my boom. Since then, my friends have ripped me for having an oily bum, and I've never lived it down.
Oh, that is honestly, I feel sick.
I know.
Like, do you know how thirsty you are when you wake up in the night?
I know. Can you imagine drinking baby oil?
Oh.
My question for you is, what is your worst, slightly alarming, but also turned out to be funny medical story? Lots of love. Oily Bum Lucy from Manchester.
Oily Bum Lucy. Hey, I bet you, can I just say, I bet you that poo came out like someone off a slide in a water park. I bet it was no pushing involved.
Wiping.
Just slid out. Like
ghost
someone's
poo.
Like someone's 10th baby. Just, I'm in labour. I'm finished.
I bet that happens, you know.
Feel the rhythm. Feel the rhythm. Get on up. It's bobsleigh time.
Oh, God. Horrific.
Heavens above.
You got any
medical stories?
Funny medical stories? I really think I have.
I was going to say...
All mine have been pretty traumatising, if I'm honest.
I was going to say one at the end of one of the last... What other stuff have we talked about here? I nearly said one.
Have you ever told the story of when you got absolutely blind drunk when you were around about 22 and you just bought a new watch that day and you ended up in hospital, but before you went to hospital, you put your...
No. So, that's... Right. That is...
Don't tell the story.
Yeah,
I really like this story.
Right. So my blackout drunk story I can give you here is when I first started doing like a bit of telly and like my own tours and stuff, I always wanted a really nice watch. So I bought myself a really posh watch and I came home from Manchester where I lived at the time, and I went out with all my mates and I was, you know, thinking I was Johnny Big Bollocks. I was flashing the class. Yeah, we went out to Newcastle. I got a table in some of the bars.
Oh,
got,
did like, you get the fireworks out of the bottles?
No, we didn't get the fireworks out of the bottles, but we got like bottles of Grey Goose and stuff and we were like throwing it back. And I ended up in hospital, so bad, drunk, apologies to everyone involved, hammered. I woke up in hospital, my mate was like stroking us like a cat, like awful. Apparently I'd been sick in a taxi, then we had to get out and I was like lying in a Tesco car park.
Terrific. Should be so, ashamed of yourself.
Yeah, so I woke up in hospital, done in, terrible, don't advise it, awful crack. Then I look forward to the headline this weekend, by the way. Chris Ramsay, blind drunk in hospital on the front page. And then page 17, tiny, when he was 20.
Yeah,
and
this
he was talking about
on
his podcast and it was an anecdote and we're a bunch of dicks who just do clickbait to sell shit. So then I woke up sort of the next day at about 11 o'clock in my mum and dad's house after being, you know, I was in the hospital, I walked in the hospital, I went back, got back about 6 in the morning, went to sleep. And I woke up and I was in my clothes. Oh no, I was in my underpants, sorry, my clothes on the floor, and I checked and my wrist and my watch wasn't on. And I was like, this is a really expensive watch. Oh my God, where's my watch? The room was a disaster area and I was looking around for ages and I went downstairs and I'm phoning my mates and I'm thinking I need to go to the hospital. I might have left it at the hospital freaking out. And I came back upstairs and I looked at the box that it came in and I'd come to I'd brought it home to show my mum and dad because the box, you know, was a posh box
the
and
like
everything.
Boxes.
Yeah, yeah. And I thought, could it be there? The box was as it is. So I took the sleeve, the plastic sleeve off the box, then I took it out of the cardboard box, then I opened the actual box, and then I moved the little foam thing, the little blanket, and there it was, the watch, clasped around the cushion, the display cushion, with the plastic bezel cover on, with the little tie clip that looks like a tiny little luggage tag around the watch. So I'd got in from hospital, still steaming, took it off, put it on the cushion, put the plastic bezel, put the little tag on, put it into the box, put the foam thing over, close the box, put that box into the cardboard box, put the cardboard sleeve on, then fucked me entire room up and went to sleep.
You're a psychopath.
Mad behaviour.
That's
really bizarre.
You told me that after we'd been courting for a while.
Courting? Because this was 1953.
I'll be telling you that we're courting and you'll be listening, you wee little bastard, you.
Yeah, completely smashed my room a bit after putting the watch back into display quality. Oh, just an idiot.
Terrible behaviour.
Yeah. Just on a note, the girl who drank the baby oil, Carl Hutchinson told me once that he was at a house, sleeping in someone's house, and they were really drunk, and he went to sleep, and he woke up, and there was no... He didn't know where what room to go in. He didn't know. He didn't have no water or anything like that. So the person had a fridge in their room. It was like a lad who had a fridge in the room. So he opened the fridge and he got out a warm can of Stella. And he necked a warm can of Stella in the middle of the night. And went back to sleep. Because it was a, quote, I quote, because it was the only thing that was wet. Can you imagine waking up hungover in the middle of the night and necking a warm can of Stella?
You'd have to, though. Do you know what I mean?
The worst one I've got of them is, I think recently in a hotel, I woke up and I'd had a few drinks and a pizza before going to bed. And I woke up and I got a bottle of water out of the little fridge and I started necking the water and it was fizzy water and I spat it all over the floor.
Oh, that is upsetting. I've really done that upsetting. Before. Do you know what the worst thing is? Do you know if you've had like a house party or something and you come down, you wake up the next day and you come down and there's just like leftover drink all over and you're like...
How would I know? How would I know about that?
Oh, yes, because you're not there and you clean up before you go to bed.
Tell everyone what I do. I clean up drunk. At house parties.
It's like no one's been.
It's like you wake up in the morning, it's like it never happened. And it's perfect because you're hungover and you can't be arsed. But when you're pissed at why this is why this should be a podcast sponsor. Hey.
Yeah.
This week's cleaning podcast up. Is sponsored by cleaning your house up when you're hammered at the end of the night. Because
nobody would do that.
I do it.
Yeah,
I've painted
once. You are a very, very unique person.
I paint unique. That sounds backhanded. I'll take that as unique. Thank you. I'll take that as a compliment.
It was not a compliment.
I know it wasn't, but I'm taking it as one. Yeah, well, I'm owning it.
Well done you. What a ridiculous way to go through life. Someone hurls an insult at you and you take it as a compliment. Hey. Wow.
Always look on the bright side of life. Can you remember when your dad... when we used to live in the bungalow, I had like my second stag do. Mm-hmm. And your dad stood with his arm on the bench all night, drinking in the same corner. And on the white wall, he had a big blue Asda George denim arse mark on my wall.
Yeah.
And at 4 in the morning, I emerged on the wall.
Yes, you did. Yeah. I got 10 pictures of that.
It's the best thing to do because you're drunk and it's like, shall I go to bed now? I'm knackered. Oh, everyone's about to leave. You know what I'll do? I will clean the whole house and area now because do it while drinking water. Oh, hey, have another beer if you want. I do it while I'm drinking water. What it does is it makes you, it sobers you up so you're not going to bed as drunk. So your hangover is divided a bit. And then you wake up and you go, oh God, there's a mess. There's not a mess.
We are never going to agree on this.
Well, you need to try it one time.
No,
it's really good.
Absolutely not. Because you know why? I like having a good time.
Hey, I like having a good time.
Clearly not.
No.
Mr. spends an hour cleaning up everything, not talking to anyone, not enjoying themselves.
If it's an hour, I haven't done it properly. Couple of hours. And you know what? I enjoy cleaning. Especially when I'm drunk.
Oh, well, why don't you just marry it? Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. I work in a fast food restaurant. A girl I work with, who is in her late 20s, often comes to work with an enormous hickey / love bite on her neck. Ugh. And they absolutely repulse me. My question for you is, how would you feel if somebody tried to give you, or how would you feel when you see someone with one, especially someone who works in customer service? Hope you're having a lovely week. Please keep me anonymous.
Do you know what? I knew it was going to be quite a juicy little letter when they said, I work in a fast food restaurant, and they didn't name the place.
No, they didn't.
If anything, it got me hope, so I was expecting, like, you know, like pissing in the deep fat fryer and stuff. But, you know, we'll do
no, sorry,
this.
No, it's about...
Ooh, hiccup.
It's you. Love bites. A hickey from Knickies, like a Hallmark card.
A hickey hiccup. I have never had one. I've never given one, I don't think. No. But I remember, this is tragic, I remember when I must have been 14, two girls from my school came onto my estate and were going out with two lads. This isn't you. This was before your time.
I think I'd remember it.
You know, it wasn't you, someone.
Okay.
I could say their names, but I'm not going to say their names on here.
Do I know
but if
them?
They're listening, they know who they are. One of them will be listening because I saw her in Jumbo Gyms a couple of weeks ago and she said, I love the podcast.
Great.
Do you know who you are? They were going out with two lads, so they genuinely planned love bites. It was like, can we give you love bites? And they were like, yeah, come round tonight and you can give we love bites.
Oh.
So they sat in me friend at the time, in his garage.
Classy.
Girl and boy each,
mm-hmm.
giving each other love bites.
Wow.
In the dark. The boys giving the girls love bites in the dark.
Yeah.
I was there as well. In the dark.
What were you doing?
Sitting there?
By yourself?
Yeah, this was before mobile phones. Genuinely, they were over on one bit.
Oh, no, I can't breathe.
Saddest. I've only just remembered this, and it's one of the saddest things I think I've ever remembered. I swear to God.
Chris.
I swear down.
So, were you just watching them?
So if you imagine, well, no, because it was dark, I couldn't see. So imagine sort of the garage.
What if I'm married? What?
I don't know why I was there. I don't know why I didn't just go home.
Oh, Chris.
So like imagine the garage. So I'm sitting here, right, against the backs against the wall. The garage door's on me right. Now across from me, one of them, the girl and boy are across having their love bite session. And then sort of over to me left. They're all like in the corner next to the sort of utility room door. They're having their session. And I could just hear like, you know, like a little bit of like.
Was anybody like, else there?
On. No, it was just them four and me. I was just there. You know, probably had like, I think I either had a football under my arm or I was either sitting on, if I remember rightly, I was either sitting on a football or a skateboard. And yeah, they just gave each other love bites. And then one of them was like, one of them looked like a knife wound. Like it was the worst. It was so horrendous. And the other one was like, because I was the judge. I had to judge them at the end. I'm joking. I might as well have been.
You've just made me remember something, actually. I remember when I was about 14 being in a garage and there was me and my friend and the two lads and we were giving each other love bites and there was a boy there.
Shut up, man.
It was you.
No, but you just, like, never happened. Picture this though, right? So this is before phones. This is before any. I'm sitting in the dark in a garage. Two people are sucking each other's necks. I'm just sitting there and I can't say anything.
Oh, Chris.
Rubbish.
That's the saddest story I've ever heard.
That was my first love bite experience on my own.
Oh, bless you.
Yeah. I don't know why I stayed. I should have just went home.
I mean, you're
guys,
just a young
we're talking
lad.
About, you know, we're talking about, there's only four channels, five channels. There's nothing on the telly. I think at this point, I didn't even have a VCR in my room.
Did you? Did you have it?
No.
No.
That's a disgusting thing to say.
Oh, all right. Sorry. At least you might have had a bit of fun.
Just on my own. Probably just, you know, hoping they could finish up. I'll go back outside and play on my skateboards.
Wow. Oh, Milhouse. God love you. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. It's time for this week's celebrity question.
Yay.
And this week we have the fantastic and brilliant and genuine celeb fan. She enjoys the podcast.
She does. She's absolutely gorgeous. Never met her in real life.
Not yet. The fantastic Zoe Sugg, aka Zoella.
Hi, Chris and Rosie. It's Zoe here. Firstly, thank you so much for asking me to do you a question because I bloody love your podcast. It's amazing. So I thought my question could be based around social media because we all use it. We all love it. So over the years, my boyfriend Alfie, who's also doing this whole social media oversharing your life thing, has occasionally uploaded things that I have not wanted him to upload. One being the occasional nip slip over the years, which obviously didn't go down too well. Have either of you ever uploaded anything of the other one and shit's hit the fan? Do you have rules around that sort of thing? And who do you think is the best at social media? Sorry, that was kind of three questions all rolled into one. Thank you.
Not a problem. Three questions any day, mate. Any day.
Good questions then.
Yeah, and
I'm just trying to think.
A sharp, stern warning to the men listening: do not be trying to find them nip slip videos. That is not cool.
They've gone.
They've gone. They've been just deleted. Just got rid of them. Don't
I
you
might
dare.
Just... No, they've gone. They've gone, guys. They've gone.
Jenny,
they've gone.
Hey, you've got this week. You've had sound. You've had recordings. You've had Alexa, percussion. You've just done a prop on your laptop.
Do you know what I mean? I'm an actress, darling. It's killing me just talking. I want them so method.
Now that's a really good question from Zoella there, because we've had, obviously with me doing stand up for years since we first started going out, there has been things that have been vetoed,
loads
that I can't even mention on here. People say to me, is there anything you can't, and I go yeah, and they go what is it, and I go I can't tell you.
There are
things, and bearing in mind, if you've seen my stand up and with, you know, stories about all kinds of things that you've done, and
you
I've
have
done,
you know, you've overshared a lot with me over the past few years.
Yeah.
But I don't really mind. But there is a couple of things. Because we are still a married couple.
Okay. Yeah.
And there's a couple of things that we need to keep private.
Can I just say, I didn't think I was gonna get away with this week's beef. I had another one on the back burner just in case.
Did
I was
you?
Like, she might veto this. Yeah,
nah,
yeah, yeah.
I didn't mind.
It was very funny. Yeah. As well, everyone, we've seen the picture on social media of the jar full of toenails.
I know, are they
the joke
actually
picture.
Toenails?
Yeah, it's a piss take picture.
Well, okay.
Stop sending it. We've seen it. I'm not joking. I get it once a day. Stop it. It's making us sad.
It's disgusting.
It's making us sad.
Very good, but disgusting.
Very funny, but it's making us sad.
Mm-hmm.
We do have...
We kind of check with each other. Well, because we've got a big following, and I think you do need to go, are you okay with 220,000 people seeing this?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
100%.
And you do the same with me.
Yeah.
But we are quite open. We very rarely go, no. Like, you are very lucky that I'm not the kind of woman that minds getting my double chin out. Do you know what I mean?
Triple.
Wow. Yeah. Good for you. Prick.
The amount of times I'll walk into your dressing room just in me underpants to ask you something, and you'll be busy doing an Instagram story, and I'll be like, oh, sorry, you have to
don't
get rid of that. But I'm like, honest, one day I'm going to walk in and it's going to be an Instagram live and I'm going to have my dick out and there's going to be nothing we can do.
Well,
do you know what
Chris
I mean?
Ramsey gets his dick out on Instagram live. No, it's not there. It's been...
We'll do that. If I come bottom in one of the weeks in Strictly, we'll do that. We'll accidentally
out.
Do that.
Oh, on the dance floor.
Not on the dance floor. Not on the BBC. I meant on your Instagram. You kind of get your bloody todger on the BBC.
Well.
Bloody... That's not what the license fee goes towards.
First for everything, isn't there?
Todger fee. there's totally stuff that we veto, isn't there? There's totally stuff we're not allowed. Mainly, to be fair, like, mainly it's just I look like shit. Get that camera out of my face.
Yeah, or
both ways.
If you're not in a good mood, or if sometimes you can say something and you think, you know what, that's not very.
Yeah.
You know, I shouldn't really say that because we're all human at the end of the day.
Yeah.
We are not. You shouldn't have social media on you 24/7 because we all say things that we think maybe shouldn't say that.
We probably say far too much than what we should on the podcast, but absolutely. Because we're just sitting in the kitchen talking, yeah. And because it's not visual, there's another bit of it that goes, ah, I'll just say someone, that's someone doing an impression of us.
Yeah, that wasn't
deep fake. Deep fake. Yeah,
got no evidence. Yeah. What was the last question?
The last question was, who's the best at social media?
Ooh.
I would say you by a mile.
Would you say me?
Yeah. 100%, because something happens and I go, that's funny, shall I put it on social media or shall I keep it for a tour? I'll keep it for a tour.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. My social media is just everything.
It's your outlet.
I still quite like social media, you know.
I do, and I don't get as much shit as I thought I would on social media. Please don't rectify that if you're listening now. Just keep sending nice things. I don't know. A lot of people have a bad relationship with it. I can't be on it too much. I can't be on it too much. It stresses us out.
I don't think anyone should be on it too much. That's why I've turned mine into, like, my job.
Yeah.
As weird as that is, when Robin goes back to nursery, he's getting babysat 3 or 4 afternoons a week, and I just sit on my phone.
Yeah.
It's so strange, but it's got to be done, because otherwise, I'd be doing it every hour of the day.
Otherwise, you'd just be sitting back and enjoying the brilliant life your husband's given for you, and obviously, you don't want to do that.
I don't want to do that. Who would want to do that?
You've made that clear.
Exactly, Mondo. But
there's one thing that you have vetoed that I will never get to see. I'll never get to see it. It was something you did, and I remember looking at you and go one time, and I remember going, "That's amazing," and you were like, "No," and you vetoed it, and I'm never allowed to see it.
Never.
And guys, if you've heard
it, everyone's going to ask what it is.
Yeah,
you're not telling us.
Okay, it was class. So funny.
It was not. You bigged it up more than it actually was. Anyway, this is the end of the podcast. Podcast is over.
I am going to start a Kickstarter page to reveal what it is that Rosie did that I'm not allowed to tell anyone. If it gets to £25 million, I'll tell you what it is.
Oh, what, are you kidding us? I'll tell them what it is. You're joking.
Okay.
Nobody mentioned money.
£1 million?
A million? Yep. Aye.
£10,000?
No.
£15,000?
No.
Ooh, £20,000?
Nope.
£500,000?
Yes.
£30,000?
No.
50?
Yeah. £50,000.
45, though. You got it. For 50. 45. 50. 45 after tax.
46.5.
45 after tax.
46.5 after tax.
There we go. Right, guys, Kickstarter page, £50,000. I'll let you know what you did.
Can't wait.
I'm kidding. I'm not going to do that. Please don't send money. I hope that guy got his tenner back, by the way.
So do I.
There you go.
And just like that, it was all over.
Again.
Like Chris's dancing career.
Wow. I think you'll find soon, very, very soon, I will be referred to as the greatest dancer in England.
Can't wait.
Very soon.
Thank you for listening.
Not a problem.
Not you.
Oh,
listeners. Thank you so much for listening. Obviously, go like, rate, and subscribe.
Yes, yes. And if you want to get in touch, it is shaggedmaradannoyed@gmail.com. And also, a few little things for you to remember. I'm on Strictly. You better be voting when it's happening. Yeah. I need you. If you don't normally vote for stuff, just do it, please. I'm sure you can do it on an app or whatever. Come
free
on,
on
guys.
The app, I think. I'll be reminding them. Don't you worry, darling.
Thank you very
much. I've got
much
you
indeed.
Back, babes.
Thank you very much. My 2019 stand-up special, Approval Needed, comes on Amazon Prime Video.
Yeah.
All of, I think, in like 200 countries on the 19th of August.
Yeah, impressive.
And a different show, a new stand-up show, 2020, is on sale now, yeah. And that will go out onto our next year.
Amazing.
Rosie, what have you got to promote? Go.
I am on Instagram.
Yeah.
Rosemarino Ramsey.
Cool.
That. Check me out. Check me out. I'm on there nearly every day.
Cool.
I'm always posting new stuff, always keeping it real, keeping it up to date.
Got you.
There's always stuff that interactive things, you know.
Excellent.
Drop me a message.
Brilliant.
I'll be there.
Cool. Anything else to promote?
I'll be going to Sainsbury's later at the Nook.
Cool.
I'll see you there. If you're there.
Good God.
Bye.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.